Cuomo, who was well received by business leaders meeting at the Sagamore Resort on Lake George, gave a PowerPoint presentation focusing on his successes in building up the upstate economy, including the Buffalo Billion Project, which has received praise and credit for helping turn around the state's second largest city.
Buffalo was the most pessimistic community about their economic future 5 years ago. The most pessimistic. Today, Buffalo is the most optimistic, tied with Manhattan for the most optimistic outlook on the economy, if you can believe that. And that is then feeding on itself. The challenge now is to keep it going.
But putting a damper on the rosy picture painted by the governor are reports, including one in the New York Post, that says U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara is investigating the awarding of state contracts to businesses involved in the Buffalo Billion Project, including the massive Solar City factory and other projects, possibly with an eye toward campaign contributions to the governor. Cuomo, speaking with reporters afterward, says he isn't aware of any probe.
I have no idea what
the story is. Nobody from your office has been subpoenaed, or you're not aware of any investigation?
No.
What about Skyler Management Company, and what about ESD and its subsidiaries?
I have no idea.
The governor says he's also unaware of a report in the New York Daily News. It says SUNY Polytechnic College, which is involved in some of the business deals, has also been subpoenaed and has hired a criminal defense attorney. But he says he has total confidence in the leader of the Polytechnic Institute, Elaine Calieros. And the governor warns not to read too much into any investigations.
I was the former attorney general. You can have investigations that does not mean there's any there or anyone did anything wrong.
The state's Republican Party chairman, Ed Cox, who attended the business council meeting and heard Cuomo's speech, says he disagrees with the policy to award the bulk of the $1 billion slated for Buffalo to Elon Musk's Solar City company.
There's a bigger issue about this project to begin with. Why is $750 million of taxpayers' funds going in to build a building and equipping it that's going to produce one product, manufacture one product, yet untested commercially, and the company's owned by a billionaire? That does not make sense for economic development.
As for campaign contributions from developers who receive state funds, Cox says there should be greater disclosure in real time so that everyone can determine if there's a conflict of interest. Cuomo also pitched his $15 minimum wage increase to business leaders, saying it will include sweeteners like tax breaks to offset costs.
Are there state tax cuts for business that can help offset the cost of the minimum wage? Because you could wind up with a win-win here.
One day earlier, the president of the state's business council said her group is working to include some of those offsets in a minimum wage bill that she concedes has a chance of passing in the state legislature in 2016. Governor Cuomo says he can't immediately raise the minimum wage for state workers, though, unless he renegotiates union contracts. In Lake George, I'm Karen DeWitt.